AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. The Biden campaign is sending allies to New York for the hush money trial of former President Donald Trump. Among them is Academy Award winner Robert De Niro, who has been critical of Trump in the past. The Biden campaign is renewing a focus on insurrection. Trump's defense team is using a PowerPoint demonstration to start to try to convince the jury Trump is innocent. Invoices, vouchers, and checks are being shown. The AP's Julie Walker is in New York.
Donald Trump came to court for closing arguments in his hush money trial, surrounded by family, including his two oldest sons and youngest daughter, Tiffany. Missing were his wife, Melania, and daughter, Ivanka.
This is a dark day in America. We have a rigged court case that should have never been brought, and it should have been brought in another jurisdiction. As you know, we asked for that.
His defense is first with closing arguments. The prosecution, having the burden of proof, goes last, which is standard.
We'll see how it goes. This is a very dangerous day for America. It's a very sad day.
Prosecutors charged Trump with falsifying business records to cover hush money payments, which he denies. At criminal court in Manhattan, I'm Julie Walker.
The conference board says consumer confidence rose in May after three straight months of declines, but Americans remain anxious about high interest rates and inflation. Severe weather hit North Texas this morning. Storms left at least 23 people dead over the Memorial Day holiday weekend. Justin Hurst lost his home in Piatt, Arkansas.
We felt it hit the house and just felt it started sucking air up through the walls and the windows. I heard the roof go.
Roughly 160,000 homes and businesses are without electricity in Kentucky, Arkansas, West Virginia, and Missouri. Pope Francis is apologizing after he was quoted last month using a vulgar term about gay men to reaffirm the Catholic Church's ban on gay priests. This is AP News.
I'm Seth Sutel, and this is Markets in a Minute. Wall Street is moving sideways as traders come back from a three-day weekend. The S&P 500 was virtually unchanged in the first hour of trading Tuesday. The benchmark index is sitting just below the record high it set a week ago. The Dow fell 138 points. That's about 0.4%. The Nasdaq Composite was 0.4% higher. U.S. Cellular climbed more than 2% after T-Mobile said it will buy nearly all of the company. GameStop jumped more than 15%. The company said it raised $933 million through a previously announced stock sale. NVIDIA added another 4.7%, bringing its gain for the year so far to 125%. Treasury yields were holding steady in the bond market. The yield on the 10-year Treasury note was little changed. Seth Sutel, New York.
A Japanese town that erected a huge black screen last week in an attempt to stop tourists from snapping photos of Mount Fuji has discovered holes in the screen. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.